This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we're going to end the week by going back to the beginning, unraveling the various economic threads that got us to today. Four, maybe 4.5 minutes of live radio, we like to call our weekly wrap. For that, we've got John Carney from CNBC. He's at CNBC World Headquarters today. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government is down in our bureau in Washington, D.C. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Neela, we'll start with you since you're at the center of the universe. This budget that the president unveiled this week, is this finally the document with a Democratic president proposing to change entitlement spending that maybe gets people talking compromise at long last?
Absolutely not. This budget.
You're killing me.
This budget is dead on arrival, and the actual thing, the changed CPI, as it is known.
Let's remind people what that is. Go ahead.
It is a new way of calculating inflation that tells us how much our Social Security benefits are going to increase every year. By allowing for substitution between goods. And so actually it would reduce benefits a bit, and it would be a step in entitlement reform, but not a very popular one, especially for seniors and Democrats. And yes, it is used as some kind of sacrificial lamb in this budget to get other changes like tax revenues, tax increases. So it's used to be a compromise, but it's not really going to work.
John, your thoughts, please, on this budget thing, and then we'll move on.
I think Obama was trying to show that, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the thing that's going to make my guys really angry. I'm going to minorly tweak Social Security so that the benefit payments are a little lower. It's not a fix for Social Security, but you know, I think he was trying to show that he was really willing to make a change here. And I think the Republicans almost irresponsibly have just completely shunned this thing.
All right, I know I said we were done, Neela, but I got one more thing. Then, if this is not the thing that gets us compromised, is there anything that will?
Wow, I don't want to have dead airspace on the radio, but I cannot think of a single thing that'll get a lot of compromise within this budget. I think that it's meant to be in the middle ground between Senate and House proposals. Yeah. Of course, it leans leftward, but it doesn't look like the Republicans in the House are all too encouraging about the passage of this budget.
All right, here comes my favorite story of the week, John Carney. This Bitcoin thing, man, this cyber currency that has been going bananas all week. First of all, why is this such an interesting little story?
Well, one of the things is through math that neither you nor I could understand, somebody invented a kind of digital currency, this was a few years ago when they first introduced it, but it really took off in the last few weeks where it went up from $30 all the way up to $270. Mm-hmm. Now it's crashed right back down, as a lot of us were saying it would. In fact, the bubble was so short-lived that I barely got to talk about it being a bubble before the bubble was over.
Oh, no. Now, but people could actually lose money on this, right? Somebody who bought it 268 or whatever it was?
Absolutely. And speculative markets are nothing new. I mean, remember the dot-com bust? Yeah. We were trading shares of companies that really didn't exist. And this is just another manifestation of a kind of speculative market where people are exchanging things that have no actual value. But it seems like the validity of any currency is that it can have a bubble, bust, and recover. And it seems like the Bitcoin coin has done that.
Oh, yay. Speaking of speculative markets, John, some bank earnings today, J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo. They made money, but mortgages are tricky. Loans are down. I mean, it's there's problems with the health of American banks.
Right. You know, what we're really seeing is they're sort of running out of tricks. One of the things that was able to boost the earnings at the banks was that they're able to keep lowering the amount of reserves they have for bad loans because less loans are going bad. But you know what? They're running out of those reserves because you can only keep lowering them so much. You know, you have to keep some set aside. So that trick of sort of making earnings look better than it is by adding back money to your balance sheet is about to run out. And a lot of people are questioning whether there's any way at this level of zero interest rates for banks to really make money.
Neela, are you worried at all about banks?
No, I'm not worried about banks. I'm worried about the economy because
Go ahead, Neela. Go ahead.
What's not happening is that we're not getting the mortgage demand that really leads to, help lead to bank profits. And so that's what I'm worried about. More than banks, I see that bank compensation is still vigorous, and even as they lay off workers. So that part, the part that feeds back into the economy,
and
I'm
more
worried
about. And it's not just mortgages, small business loans. You know, Jamie Dimon was saying today that the demand for small business loans just isn't there.
Yeah. John Carney from CNBC and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you. Have a good weekend.